Huh?
Over in Greene County, yeah.
Now that would be, over would be, does that mean you have to go over a river or
no,
a mountain?
No, no, it just means, no, it's just an expression.
Okay. And if you were talking about someone living, what about up and down the street? Do you have a special direction for up and down the street here?
Yes, we do.
Which is up the street?
This is up the street.
That's up the street. Yes, that's going this, north?
Yes, sir. That's going, no, that's going east.
That's going east.
And this is going west down the street, it's going west. Now that north, if you go that way, you go across this way, go north. And south this way.
All right, but is, so west, is west lower? Is
that yeah, it's the waterfall. It's going to run that way.
I see. So it runs, that's the way the river runs, too.
Yeah, that's right. If you're going to Rankin, you say, I'm going down to Rankin. That's down, the river's running right through Rankin down there. So from here, I'm going down to Rankin. Or I'm going up to Delro.
Now, would that, is Rankin right on the river?
Yes, Rankin right on the river.
And the Pigeon River west of here?
It's Pigeon River, yeah. It's just before it empties into French Rock. It takes the Tennessee when it goes in.
And if you're talking about everybody attending a party or something, you might say the
whole country was there, whole neighborhood.
Okay. Did you ever hear the expression "Kitten Bilin" or the whole Bilin was there? Did you ever use Bilin?
No, I never heard it. No.
And then when they used to, what kinds of dances they used to have?
Well, they had square dances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, square dances. They didn't have this modern waltz, but they square danced.
Did they used to have any dances that are related to harvesting crops?
No.
They, like bean strings?
Oh, yes, they'd do that. If they was going to have bean hulling or pea hulling, they'd have...
Corn shucking? Have corn shucking parties?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been to many corn shucking.
Okay, what were they like? What did they do with those?
Well, they shuck corn. And they have, of course, it's boys and girls, young men and women, you know, and they're just, you know how they go on, you know. Your sweethearts there, it'd be a bunch of boys with their sweethearts. And you just, it's sort of an association, you just, and shuck corn.
Did they ever have anything that they put a bottle or a jug of?
Yes, I've heard that, and they wanted to shuck to it first, got the drink, you know.
And then the other thing I was going to ask you about is they ever have something where they look for the ones with the red?
The red ears?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
How did that relate to
Well, you? Let's see. I don't remember now. He was lucky or something, you see. He was the lucky man. He found the first red deer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, my group got to the jug first in the corn and things like that.
I see. Okay.
We didn't drink much back then in that, you know, but.
Yeah. Was Cock County always dry? It's always.
Yeah, at one time, in the early 40s, they voted whiskey here, but it didn't stay long, about a year. And an ex-governor from this state, he was an illegitimate child, Ben W. Did you ever hear
of him? Who's that?
Ben W.
No.
Well, his mother and father wasn't married.
Wasn't a writer, was he? Did he write stories, too?
Well, he could write. He's smart. He's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
What was he referring to?
But the alcohol.
Yeah, he fought it, and he was elected governor on the prohibition ticket.
Uh-huh.
Of course, what happened? A man by the name of Edward Ward Carmichael, a United States senator, and the governor, who was Malcolm R. Patterson, they fell out. The two political parties, they're both all Democrats.
Uh-huh.
They split up, and Carmichael was killed on the streets in Nashville one Sunday morning, and that just split the party all to pieces. And Ben from this county here, he's young, about 32 years old, elected governor. He's a brilliant man. He's illegitimate, but his mother gave him his father's name.
Where is he now?
He dead.
Well, when was he governor, in the 40s?
Yeah, no, he was governor in 1910.
I see. I thought that was one of them.
No, 1910.
Oh, I see.
And he's elected two times.
I see. Now, if talking about school, what the time, say, school at... your grandson gets home at a certain hour because school
turns out.
Okay. And then you're talking about after a vacation. You might ask someone, when does school